We're doing the Rambam in his introduction to Perek Chelek, the 13 principles, and the Rambam writes, Vayisod HaShvi'i, the seventh foundation, page Kuf Mem Beis, in the Rav Kapach editions, the seventh foundation, Nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu, is the prophecy of Moshe our teacher. V'hu shenamin shu avien shel kol hanevi'im. And that is that we believe that Hashem, that Moshe is the father of all prophets. Shekadmu lefanav v'abim acharav. Be it those that preceded him or those that came after him. Hakolim lemata mimenu b'mala. All other prophets were lower than Moshe. They were on a lower level. V'hu b'chir Hashem mikol hamin enoshi. Moshe was the chosen one from all of humanity. He was the chosen human being. The greatest human being, Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher esig mimenu yitala yoter mima sheesig v'esig kol adam shenimtza v'sheyimatze. He understood, he perceived more than anyone who ever existed or will ever exist, more than anyone can perceive. V'shu alav shalom igel letachlit haromimut me'al enoshiyut ad sheesig ha'ma'ala malachit. Moshe Rabbeinu, he attained such wholeness, such an elevated stature, that he was on the level of an angel. And this is the concept Rav Sadia Gaon writes. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the level of an angel. V'nasab malata malachim. He got on the level of angels. Lo nishal lifanav shum masach shelo kra'o. There remained no mechitza, no boundary, no, how do you say mechitza in English?
Partition.
No partition that he didn't breach. V'lo atzar bado shum atzol gufani. Nothing physical held him back. He had complete control of his body. He came to the greatest control, to the point where he had the greatest prophecy. The body didn't pull him down. Meaning, why are we human and not malachim? We have something godly. We have a neshama. So why aren't we angels? Because our body pulls us down. Our body keeps our neshama down to size. Our neshama cannot be a malach because the body gets in its way. Moshe Rabbeinu was not that way. He was soul. His neshama controlled. The body didn't get in the way. ולא נשאר בו שום דבר מן החיסרון. He had no lacking, לא מעט ולא הרבה. Nothing minuscule nor great. You want to know who was perfect? Moshe. Oh. Now he wasn't perfect either, but he was as close as it gets. והושבטו בו הכוחות הדמיוניים והחושיים בכל השגותיו, ונתבהל כוחו המתעורר ונשאר שכל בלבד. And be it his imagination, be it his senses, be it his arousal, all of that was subdued. What was the potent part of Moshe Rabbeinu was the seichel, his mind. Ve'al inyan ze amru alav shehu mdaber im Hashem b'li emtzaut ha'malachim. And that's what our sages meant when they said that Moshe spoke to God without angels. Ve'ratziti leve'er kan ze ha'inyan ha'nifla. And here I want to explain this tremendous point. Ve'afaresh stumot psukei ha'Torah. And I'll also explain verses of the Torah that are difficult to understand, and also to explain the concept that it says in the Torah, God says, mouth to mouth, I speak to Moshe. This pasuk and other pasukim of the same concept. If not for the fact that I see that these concepts are very, very fine points, and you have to explain them at length, v'akdamot, and I need to write all kinds of introductions, umshalim, and allegories, in order to explain the point, v'shetzirich leve'er t'chila metziyut ha'malachim, so I need to begin by explaining that the concept that angels exist, v'shinu malotehem lifnei ha'bore, and the different levels of angels before God, v'chen biur ha'nefesh v'chol kochoteha, and to explain the concept of the soul and its strengths, v'yitrachev ha'ikef, and if I want to explain this point, I'm going to have to encompass so many points עד שנגיע לדבר על הצורות שהזכירו הנביאים לבורא ולמלאכיו ולא יספיק לעניין זה לבדו ואפילו הקצר תכלית הקיצור מהדפים. He says, to get this point across, even if I write it as short as possible, it'll take me at least 100 pages, says the Rambam. So I have a few points I want to explain, says the Rambam, but I know that even if I keep it short, it'll take 100 pages. ולכן אנחנו למקומו אניחנו למקומו, so the Rambam says, I'll leave it for the place where it needs to be explained, או בספרי ביורי הדרשות שהבטחתי בו, or in the book I promised I'll write, explaining the different derivations of Chazal, the different drushes of Chazal, או בספר הנבואה שהתחלתי לחברו, or the book on prophecy that I began writing, או בספר שהחבר בפירוש אלו היסודות, or I'll write a separate work on this concept alone. So the Rambam says, really, the whole concept of Moshe's prophecy deserves its own work, and either I'll include it in one of my other works or I'll write a separate work on this. So I got to get back to the point. The seventh foundation, There are four differences between Moshe's prophecy and the prophecy of any other prophet. So, I think we're out of time. We'll have to split this foundation into two. Next week, we'll finish this, the four differences between Moshe's prophecy and any other prophet.